I'm good. I feel good. Yeah, I've been working out. You know, I can't do everything, but I'm doing enough where I'm sweating and you know, just being in there with the guys is a good feeling, and you know, all towards one goal. So it's exciting. You know, first day was like the first day of school. Everyone's excited to be here, and like I said, we all have the same goal in mind.
How optimistic are you in your recovery that you'll be good to go by the summer?
You know me, I'll be out there. That's not a concern with me. I'm just, you know, concerned with, you know, overall body strength and health. And at this point, I feel really good. I'm very pleased with how the surgery went. I think Dr. Kelly did a great job, and then our medical staff here has done a great job in, you know, getting me to the position I'm in now.
Chris, I know you went to college there, and Kate's run that marathon. What were your thoughts about what happened on Monday?
Just sad. You know, it's a shame that we have to, you know, worry about, you know, events like this happening, you know, on a day in Boston with such tradition and such meaning. And you know, I watched the Bruins game last night and almost came to tears with the pregame ceremony they had. So but you know, like I've heard many people say, is that that city will rally and everyone will rally and unify stronger than ever.
She didn't run this year, right?
She did not run. You know, and it's scary because I looked at the clock and when they finished, and that's about when she finished. So you know, it's scary, and you know, I'm gonna go. My wife and I are going up this weekend. We had planned it all along, but you know, we'll be up there, and you know, I have a lot of friends who were in the area and at the race, and you know, thankfully they were all safe and sound. But you know, definitely, our hearts go out to those affected, and it's just it's a tough time. But you know, like I said, they'll recover, and like I said, they'll unify.
A very different topic. You know, what's it like coming to work every day in the shadow of the way the Super Bowl is going to be played? Does that change things for you, for your perspective at all?
No, I think, we're all aware of where it's played, but you know, when we came in here Monday or any Monday, you know, for the first day of off-season program, it's always with that goal to play in the Super Bowl. So this year it just happens to be, you know, in MetLife, and obviously we're aware that no team has ever played in their home stadium, but that doesn't change our goal at all. You know, we're like you said, we're an excited bunch here, and you know, we've had enthusiastic workouts so far. So you know, the goal is always in our eyes, in our mind.
When you cross up Cullen with this in here, you might have passed them on the way.
Yeah.
When you see each other you know, workout or in the hall or anything, you just feel the urge to kind of get down and just slam into each other.
You know,
for time's sake.
You know, they brought in Patterson too, so I have two guys that I've had plenty of battles with, and you know, that's, we've already talked about that, was the just the number of head-to-head matchups we've had over the years, and it's always good when you bring you know, a defensive lineman from one of your rivals onto your squad. It's you know, it was the same when Canty came over a few years ago. It's anytime you can, you know, weaken your opponent, and you know, the only thing is now I have no one to really talk to. I like to talk, you know, casual conversation during the game. So, you know, some of those young guys in Philadelphia might not want to talk to me.
I mean, you know them, you know. I mean, the scouts scout those guys, but you know, you can give great detail on the strengths and weaknesses. Do you feel you've greatly upgraded your defensive line with these two guys?
I think they're tremendous additions, and I, you know, I was in here getting treatment when Cullen was in here, and you know, when he walked out, I, you know, remember saying to a few guys, I hope we sign him, because he's, you know, he's a big man who can rush the quarterback, explosive, you know, and then that allows you to keep other guys on the edge, you know, where they're more comfortable. So I think anytime you add a big that can rush, you know, that's just another guy and part of that D-line rotation. That's tough, especially, you know, we bitch and moan every training camp about the depth and how they just rotate guys in and out. Now they have two more. So, you know, maybe I'll try to wait till second or third week to come back.